Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for nitrogen dioxide poisoning, part 2 of 2. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe so that you can learn more about really scary things like this. All right, jumping back in with epidemiology.
We apologize in advance for the boringness.
You know what? I apologize for nothing. I don't think this is boring at all. Epidemiology. The EPA have some regulations and guidelines for monitoring nitrogen dioxide levels. Historically, some states in the U.S., including Chicago, Northeast Corridor, and Los Angeles, have had high levels of nitrogen dioxide. Oh no, we're in the Northeast Corridor.
In 2006, the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, everybody, estimated that over 2 million deaths result annually from air pollution in which nitrogen dioxide constitutes one of the pollutants, while over 50% of the disease that results from these pollutants are common in developing countries, and the effects in developed countries is also significant. An EPA survey in the U.S. suggests that 16% of United States housing units are sited close to an airport, highway, or railroad, increasing in the United States the exposure risk of approximately 48 million people.
A feasibility study of the ozone formed from the oxidation of nitrogen dioxide in ambient air reported by the WHO suggested that daily deaths of 1 to 2% is attributed to exposure to ozone concentration above 47.3 ppb, and exposure above 75.7 ppb is attributed to 3 to 5% increase in daily mortality. A level of 114 ppb was attributed to 5 to 9% increase daily mortality.
Xylophilus disease is pervasive during the harvest seasons of food grains. You know, that was the whole paragraph. I'm going to read it one more time for excitement. Xylophilus disease is pervasive during the harvest seasons of food grains.
Yeah, excitement. Except I'm not excited about what that sentence actually means. That's very sad. In May 2015, the National Green Tribunal directed Delhi and other states in India to ban diesel vehicles over 10 years old as a measure to reduce nitrogen dioxide emission that may result in nitrogen dioxide poisoning. In 2008, the report of United Kingdom Committee on the Medical Effects of Air Pollutants, COMEAP, suggested that air pollution is the cause of about 29,000 deaths in UK. The WHO Urban Air Quality Database estimated Delhi's mean annual PM10 levels in 2010 as 286 μg/m³, and London as 23 μgm³. In 2014, the database estimated Delhi's annual mean PM2.5 particulate matter levels in 2013 as 156 μgm³, whereas London have only 8 μgm³. In 2010, but the nitrogen dioxide in London breached the European Union's standard. In 2013, the annual mean nitrogen dioxide level in London was estimated as 58 μgm³, but the save and threshold limit value is 40 μgm³. In March 2015, Brussels took the United Kingdom into court for breaching emissions limits of nitrogen dioxide at its coal-fired Aberthaw power stations in Wales. The plant operated under a permit allowing emissions of 1,200 mg/nm³, which is more than twice the 5 mg/nm³ limit specified in the EU's Large Combustion Plant Directive.
Prognosis. This page is terrible. Generally, long-term prognosis is helpful to survival of initial exposure to nitrogen dioxide. Some cases of nitrogen dioxide poisoning resolves with no observable symptoms, and patient may be determined by pulmonary function testing. If chronic exposure causes lung damage, it could take several days or months for the pulmonary function to improve. Meanwhile, permanent mild dysfunction may result from bronchiolitis obliterans and could manifest as abnormal flow at 50 to 70% of vital capacity. It may also manifest as mild hyperinflammation, airway obstruction, and in that case, patient may be subject to steroid treatment to treat deconditioning. Complications from prolonged exposure include bronchiolitis obliterans and other secondary infections such as pneumonia due to injuries on the mucous membrane from pulmonary edema and inhibition of immune system by nitrogen dioxide. Nitrogen dioxide inhalation can result in short and long-term morbidity or death depending on the extent of exposure and inhaled concentration and the exposure time. Illness resulting from acute exposure is usually not fatal, although some exposure may cause bronchiolitis obliterans, pulmonary edema, as well as rapid asphyxiation. If the concentration of exposure is excessively high, the gas may displace oxygen, resulting in fatal asphyxiation.
Horrific. Generally, patients and workers should be educated by medical personnel on how to identify the signs and symptoms of nitrogen dioxide poisoning. Farmers and other farm workers should be educated on the proper way of food grain storage to prevent Silophilers disease. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you attempt to access proper medical care in the United States.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now let's get into some biochemical effects because I know you've been waiting. Biochemical effects. Chronic exposure to high level of nitrogen dioxide results in the allosteric inhibition of glutathione peroxidase and glutathione S transferase, both of which are important enzymes found in the mucous membrane antioxidant defense system that catalyze nucleophilic attack by reduced glutathione GSH on nonpolar compounds that contain an electrophilic carbon and nitrogen. These inhibition mechanisms generate free radicals that cause peroxidation from the lipids in the mucous membrane, leading to increased peroxidized erythrocyte lipids, a reaction that precedes a free radical chain reaction mechanism that results in oxidative stress. The oxidative stress on the mucous membrane causes the disassociation of the GSTP-J&K complex, oligomerization of GSTP, and induction of the J&K pathway, and resulting in apoptosis or inflammation of the bronchioles and pulmonary alveolus in mild cases. On migrating to the bloodstream, nitrogen dioxide poisoning results in an irreversible inhibition of the erythrocyte membrane acetylcholinesterase, which may lead to muscular paralysis, convulsions, bronchoconstriction, the narrowing of the airways in the lungs, bronchi and bronchioles, and death by asphyxiation. It also causes a decrease in glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase, which may result in glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase deficiency, known as FABISM, a condition that predisposes the hemolysis, spontaneous destruction of red blood cells. Acute and chronic exposure also reduces glutathione reductase, an enzyme that catalyzes the reduction of glutathione disulfide, GSSG, to the sulfonylurea from glutathione GSH, which is a critical molecule in resisting oxidative stress and maintaining the reducing environment of the cell.
I understood some of that.
This is a terrible pitch.
I disagree. Reproductive effects. Exposure to nitrogen dioxide has a significant effect on the male reproductive system by inhibiting the production of Sertoli cells, the nurse cells of the testicles, that are part of a seminiferous tubule and help in the process of spermatogenesis. These effects consequently retard the production of sperm cells. The effects of nitrogen dioxide poisoning on female reproduction may be linked with the effects of oxidative stress on female reproduction. Nitrogen dioxide poisoning disrupts the balance of reactive oxygen species, ROS, which results in oxidative stress, leading to significant effects on the female reproductive lifespan. ROS play a significant role in body physiology, from oocyte production, development and maturation to fertilization, development of the embryo and gestation. Exposure to nitrogen dioxide causes ovulation-induced oxidative damage to the DNA of ovarian epithelium. There is a growing body of literature on the pathological effects of ROS on female reproduction, as evidenced by free radical-induced birth defects, abortions, hydatidiform moles, and preeclampsia. ROS also play a significant role in the etiopathogenesis of endometriosis, a disease in which tissue that normally grows inside the uterus grows outside of it. Oxidative stress causes defective placentation, which is likely to lead to placental hypoxia, shortage of oxygen in the placental, as well as reperfusion injury resulting from ischemia, which may lead to endothelial cell dysfunction. Increased oxidative stress caused by nitrogen dioxide poisoning may result in ovarian epithelium inflammation and potentially to cancer in the most severe cases. Wow, ending it in a very depressing note.
It also began on a very depressing note when we found out how boring it was.
I disagree.
I know.
I thought this page was pretty interesting. And Wiki listeners, you can let us know what you think.
Yeah.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Nitrogen Dioxide Poisoning, Part 2 of 2. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your will to avoid nitrogen dioxide.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.